everyone, and welcome to Take Two Radio Music. I'm Pam, your host. Happy Monday, one and all. I hope you had a great weekend. Today is Music Monday, but instead of playing music from indies around the world, I have a special guest with me today. And I'm so very, very, very happy to welcome award-winning country singer-songwriter Stacy Burke. Hello, Stacy.
Hi, Pam. I sure appreciate you having me.
Oh, thank you so much for joining me today. I know you're a busy guy working on your album and everything.
Yeah, it's a lot to it.
For sure.
Well, I've been working
always
on
like
it
to
for
start
a year now.
A year, yeah. I know it doesn't happen overnight like a lot of people think.
No.
Well, I always like to start out the show with my guests telling us a little bit about themselves, like when and how they became interested in being in music. It's almost kind of like a walk down memory lane or this is your life. So,
sure.
When did you discover you had a singing voice?
Well, I used to run around the house when I was a kid, and I'd just be singing all the time. And my mom got tired of hearing me just sing around the house all the time. She said, you know, I'm going to put you in a talent show or put you on stage. And first, it scared me. they had a local talent show at school, and she entered me in. I sang old Ronnie Millsap song, and I was so nervous. It was the first time I'd ever been up in front of anybody, and she said it looked like the wind was blowing my britches legs because I was shaking so much.
Yeah. Oh.
But after that, I got used to it, and they hauled me all over Texas to all the country operas, and I got to sing in front of the FFA conventions all through high school, and there was around 10,000 people at each of those, in San Antonio and Houston and Fort Worth. And so I just got to where I felt at home on stage. That was my home, and I just loved it. And I thank my mother to this day for doing that and, making me overcome that fear.
Oh, definitely. And that's not an easy fear to overcome. I mean, I have a fear, believe it or not, of public speaking, even though I do this show. But I think my mindset is that I'm just talking to you, and I don't think about who's listening in. But to actually get out in front of some, a crowd to speak, oh, my gosh. I don't know how you did it, but I'm so glad you did get over that fear.
Well, thank you. It seems
You're
like
welcome.
The bigger the crowd, the less nervous I am. So it's just like,
really,
I don't know why, but you get a smaller crowd, and it's more like the focus is on you. But you get a bigger crowd, and it's just like, hey, you just get up there and you just have a ball. And so anyway,
well, it helps when you're doing what you love as well, and you want to get it out to people, and the type of business that you're in, you have to do that. So you had really no choice but to get over it, so it's a good thing. Now, did you teach yourself to play the guitar, or did you take lessons?
I took lessons, and a friend, my dad worked in the fire department in Sherman, and there was a friend of his that played up there at the fire department. He'd take me up, and so I would play at the fire department there, and it was really kind of a different environment, but I was thankful for that. He was really good. His name's Mike Skipworth.
Yeah, there's a lot of good apps out there now, and even like YouTube, where you can watch it to learn to play guitar, but it's always better when you have somebody right there teaching you, so that way you have, if you have questions, you can ask, and they can show you better, I think, in person than doing it the other way.
Right. Well, at first, I didn't want to learn. It hurt my fingers. But my mom, she went ahead and she made me do that. And I'm, again, thankful to this day that she just, didn't let me just scoot that aside. But she made me do it. And when I started learning how to sing a song with a guitar rather than just pick it and play it, that's when it became mm-hmm. fun to me, and I feel like accomplished. And at first I couldn't think, you know, it was hard to think about playing and singing at the same
right.
time. But now it's like it's hard to do without the other. And you're
yeah.
just, it just goes hand in hand. And so that's so, it's weird, you know, how that works.
Right. Did it help you be able to write songs better?
Oh, yeah, because it inspires me, because I always write the music first.
Mm.
And so I'll come up with these tunes on the guitar or real, you know, pretty chord orchestration, and it just, it depends upon what mood I'm in, but I'll write all this music, and it just really inspires me to what the song's going to be about, and so I'll write all the music first through the whole song, and then I'll go back and put the words to it. That's the way I've always
wow.
done it.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, a lot of people will do it the opposite way, but, you know, whatever works to get the music out there and make it great,
mm-hmm.
like you do, then we're all for it. Now, in high school, you were in a band that won a lot of awards and earned you a guest spot on the Today Show. I mean, how amazing that must have been for you. You were so young.
Yeah, it was. I had a very blessed, you know, time in high school. And a lot of it's because where I was. It was in Texas. FFA is huge down here, and they talent shows that they did was huge in the country opera. So we had a lot of opportunity to play, get out to play. And
mm-hmm.
So the name of my band was a Something Special Band. And a lot of those artists went on, you know, the people in my band went on to do big things too. You know, went on to play with Ricky Skaggs, and Allison Morgan went on to play for the Shoji Tabuchi Show in Branson, Missouri. Joey Riley also, he had his own show up in Branson. So it was a real neat deal, and I'm very, very thankful for those times.
Yeah, it was like a big stepping stone for all of you guys.
Mm-hmm, it was. Had a lot of fun.
Now, you also had a regular show in Branson, from what I read, and there's so much talent there. How did that come about for you?
Well, when I first went to Branson, I started working at Silver Dollar City at the Mill and Mine restaurant. And I started bringing my guitar to work. I was supposed to be a server. And I just grabbed my guitar one time, and I started singing to the people, you know, that come in, the customers that would sit down and eat. And they loved it so much that they just kept me doing that full time instead of serving the food. And the people at the over the entertainment came in one time, and the manager came in and said, "Hey, the people over the entertainment are here. Grab your guitar real quick, go out and serenade them." And I did that, and they immediately hired me that day to start singing at the big venue, Echo Hollow. You know, they have every evening there. There was
mm-hmm.
about an average of 3,000 to 4,000 people a night at that, and so that was a huge opportunity for me. I have a lot of great memories about
definitely,
that.
Definitely, and a lot of exposure to all the right people.
Mm-hmm.
So that must have been a lot of fun. I think you probably preferred that over serving, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, that was a blast. Of course, I had a lot of fun with it. You know. The customers up there too, and that gave me a lot of experience. Just, you know,
right.
really getting to talk to people and have fun with them. So, yeah, good memories.
Well, definitely. And that brought you a couple of awards too. You won Male Newcomer of the Year and Duo of the Year with Lori Locke. So congrats
yeah.
on that as well.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Then I also found out that you were actually an equestrian director at a Boys and Girls Ranch and basically had an epiphany about your own life when you were helping them out over there. Could you just embellish a little bit that for our listeners?
That was such a blessing. These teenagers that worked there, you know, I went out there to think that I could help them. It ended up turning around. Another way they helped me, because they, you know, I just seen that the hard times they were going through, and they were so encouraging. And I was teaching them how to live their dreams. And I just started feeling guilty because I wasn't living mine. And so I started playing and singing out there, and they just loved it and had such a good time. They were so encouraging, and now I'm out here doing it, and, you know, it's they don't quite understand how long it takes to make it, but they're learning through my, you know, endeavors and my mistakes and hardships I go through, and, you know, I keep in contact with them. And so they're encouraging me, and I'm just very grateful for them. Just my heart goes out to them.
Well, that's wonderful. I love that you give back, and I'm sure a lot of those boys and girls and teenagers have gotten back to you and said, hey, I made it, I did it, and it's all because you helped me. And that has to be the best feeling in the world.
Well, I hope so. I hope I can do that for them, because they did a lot for me, and I'll always be grateful.
Yeah, I'm sure you helped change a lot of lives. I mean, these days, kids get into a lot of trouble if they're not kept busy. So it's always great to be able to go into something like this Boys and Girls Ranch or some kind of, you know, boys club or girls club and learn to do things other than get in trouble.
Oh, it's such a great place for them. You know, they don't have Facebook or anything on the ranch. It's a working ranch, so they wake up. They're out taking care of the horses and the cows and, you know, with the crack of dawn and getting all that stuff done before they have to go to school. And, you know, they have to make breakfast on their own and do it as a team and clean up. And as soon as they're out of school, start their chores. I mean, they keep busy till, you know, sun goes down. And it's just it just teaches value and how to be appreciative and you know, not be idle and just responsibility and self-discipline and how to get along with each other. And it's just a great place.
Yeah, everything they need to know when they become an adult. I mean, they just don't realize, you know, a lot of kids these days, what it is to be an adult. They turn 18 and they say, okay, now I'm an adult. Treat me like one. Well, if you don't act like one, you know, there's so many more responsibilities. Believe me, you don't want to rush it. from there, you took your dog, Rio, which I love his name, by the way, and you moved to Nashville, and you're welcome. He's such an adorable dog. You moved to Nashville, and you worked with Josh Leo, who's worked with Reba, Alabama, Martina McBride, just to name a few, to record your record called Stacey Burke. And you were pretty hands-on on that recording and everything and mastering. What emotions ran through you once everything was done?
Well, it's such a tedious process, and I wish I know what I used to think, you know, he just comes out so magical and perfect, you don't realize what all goes into it, but it's so much work in finding the songs and learning the songs and getting the songs to sound to that Nashville level. It's just a very professional attitude, and I know they don't know what all goes into it.
Right.
And I just have a whole new respect for, you know, artists in Nashville and what they have to do to compete with each other. And we've got so used to hearing this level of perfection, you know, compared to 25, 30 years ago, that it's so competitive, and we have to, it takes so much time and money to put into this. And, so it's a very hard, probably one of the hardest careers to get into. And but I love it. I appreciate the art that goes into it and the songs. And I went through about 4,000 songs to pick out the ones that I wanted to get into.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was a tedious time into itself. I mean, I stayed up for days on end and weeks and weeks and weeks going through those songs and till I just, you know, pass out at night from listening to them. But,
oh, I'm sure. I probably dreamt about it too.
But very pleased with the songs that, you know, I found and get working with some great songwriters. And, so, yeah, it's you know, a feat in itself.
Definitely, definitely. Is there anybody in the music industry that you haven't worked with yet that you'd like to work with?
Oh, there's so many I would love to meet and to learn from and work with. Josh Leo is just, I have so much respect for him. He's,
mm-hmm.
He was, you know, just so good and the quality that he brought to it. And he brought the absolute best of the band there, you know, people that worked with all the top artists. And I just thank the world of him, working with him, you know, through those months and completing the record.
And with it being your first record, that's great that you could find somebody to work with that you're so compatible with and has the same ideas and the same goal that you have. Because
mm-hmm.
It's not easy. There's so many
right.
out there that you could have chosen, and here you ended up with this guy and have an amazing connection.
Well, he cared. He seen my story and seen what I was doing, and he cared, and he just was fun to work with. You know, it, sometimes we kind of bump heads some, you know, but it's just working together, what, you know, and learning how to you know, work towards what is best and learning how to work together. And he's just, I just have so much respect for him. It was a great environment. It was out in a place out in the country outside of Nashville. And so he had dogs, so he allowed Rio to be there. And he just fell in love with Rio. And so his dogs and Rio was always laying at my feet the whole time we were out there recording.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. There was one story where something happened outside, and while I was recording, the dogs started barking real loud. Of course, that went over into the recording. Well, we went back into the studio and started comping, which is, you know, picking out the parts that we like, you know, we was in our focus mode, and he was sitting there
mm-hmm.
at the big board, you know, and of course we've got the sound turned up real loud, and all of a sudden it comes to the part where the dogs just start barking real loud, and Josh totally jumped up out of his seat, and I started laughing so hard. Because it's hard to, you know, get Josh, because he's that tough guy, you know, and his demeanor is just, you know, not much gets him. So that
right.
I'll never forget that.
Oh, my gosh. That had to be funny because you guys were in your zone and it was so
right.
unexpected, you know.
Right.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, I do my show from home. Thank God for, you know, online talk radio shows and stuff. And I have two dogs, and every now and again, you know, something will bug them, and they'll start barking, and I'm, like, searching really fast for the mute button on my phone so nobody hears that. And thankfully, they're pretty good. I can pretty much get through my show without having it. But, yeah, anybody listening out there has probably heard my dogs at least once or twice. So, but I wouldn't be without them. I absolutely love them, so.
Yeah, they are.
They really are. They don't ask for much, just some love and some food, and that's it.
Right.
Now, recently you shot your first video for your song, Till Your Boots Are Dirty, yeah, featuring Dancing with the Stars alum Maxim Chermakowski, and I hope I said that right. We only hear his name 6,000 times a day, but we never know how to say it. and I absolutely love the song, and the video is so much fun to watch. What did you enjoy the most about making this video and working with Max?
Well, it was a beautiful day and a beautiful place to, you know, to make the video out the ranch and out there in the valley. It was such a blessing to be there and have Max and just his personality. He's just such a humble character, and he genuinely loves his fans. He's not fake at all. And, you know, it's way, to me, a star needs to be, because, you know, you hear about the stars that they just, their time is so limited and they don't want to be bothered by people or the fans. Well, he just, he so appreciates that, and he's so caring toward the people, and he just, he loves people, and it comes across, and I just, that was a witness to me, and the way I took to be. And of course, Dave West was the director of the video. He made that day such a fun day for all of us, because his energy level was just so high, and he which spilled over into all of us, which made us just want to do that much better. And so, yeah, I couldn't ask for a better day. That day was just the perfect day.
Well, I want to say that I have to ask you about one thing, because about this video and the lyrics. I read the lyrics of "Till Your Boots Are Dirty," and you talk about cow tip, and I have to ask you, did you do that before?
Well, I've done a lot of things in my day. And, of course, you know, I was raised on the farm and had my own goat dairy and had a lot of experiences. But, you know, cow tipping, I've tried it, you know, when it hasn't worked for me, you know, when the cows are, I think they're sleeping. Maybe they wasn't quite asleep. But I've never had one actually fall over yet.
Oh. I think that's so cute and so funny that you put that in there with the song. I mean, you hear about these things happening. I've never actually witnessed it, and I just wondered if if you did. But that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't fall over. And they don't get hurt, I'm sure, right?
No.
I mean, I would hate for that to happen.
No. Yeah.
Well, it's an excellent video, and for being your first one, it really gets a lot of interest, and we can't wait to see what you do with the next one.
Well, thank you. We're excited about our next single, Mix a Little, that comes out this week and starts going to radio stations around the nation. So there it is.
Yeah, that actually comes out tomorrow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that song is pretty... It got a story in itself, because I just happened to find that song at the very last day we had before we stopped recording. And we just, that song barely made it onto the album. And it's one of my best songs, so I'm very excited about that song.
So this song, Mix a Little and Till Your Boots Are Dirty, will be on the album?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, it will be on. Yes, can you hear me? Yes, it will be on.
Okay, yeah, now I can. You went out for a second there.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. That's okay. How many songs are going to be on the album, and do you have a working title for it?
It's 12 songs, I believe, will be finalized for the album. And right now the name of the album is just My Name's Stacy Burke. Since it's my first album that, you know, is actually going out.
Okay, I get it. I'm sorry. I thought it was another one.
I have another album out before this, but it's, you know, it was never on iTunes. It was kind of before that was big and everything. And so this is the first album that I'm putting out on a national or, you know, global level. And that's what we, I believe, decided to name it.
Okay, well, that works for us. I mean, that gets your name out there. At least they know who's singing the songs then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you release the album, are you going to go on tour?
Yes, we're already, you know, in the process of that. We're, mainly focusing on Texas right now and Oklahoma. And we've done some shows out in L.A., and so we're in the process of that. Jet Johnson opened for me out there, really great singer, and enjoyed working with her. And down here in Texas, we're starting, to get going down here, be it at Hank's Grill in McKinney, Texas, on the 23rd of August. Excited about that show.
Well, I'm in Chicago. You think you're going to make it this way?
Well, I sure hope so.
I hope so, too.
I sure hope so.
My daughter loves country music, and it's a funny little story. Is when I was growing up, my mom loved country music. I thought it was okay. I used to tease her every now and again about it. I was really big into rock at that time and didn't learn to appreciate, you know, all different types of genres until I got older. And when my daughter was young, I used to take her to country shows with me, you know, concerts and stuff like that. And she would just go just to be with me and sit there and kind of twiddle her thumbs. Now that she's older, she's learned to appreciate country music as well. And it's probably about all she listens to these days. So I'm sure she'd be happy to go to a concert to see you if you came out here.
Well, that would be nice.
I would love it. I would love it. Well, we'll have to keep in touch and you know, check out your website and your Facebook and your Twitter and all that to see, you know, when you're going to be coming this way or where you're going to next, even if it's somewhere around the area, the surrounding states, you know, we can take a ride and go.
Yeah. Yeah, please do. Or always keeping up my Facebook, Stacy Burton Music, up to date, and so everybody can find that. Just look at Stacy Burton Music on Facebook. They'll find out my latest dates and what's going on. We like to keep that up to date.
And your Twitter is at Stacy Burke Music. And just let me tell the listeners, it's S-T-A-C-Y-B-U-R-K, because there's different ways of spelling your name. So I want to make sure they
correct,
get the right
yeah.
one.
Yeah, no ease in my name.
Right. You're almost vowel-less.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me today, Stacy. I wish you all the best, and you are welcome back anytime.
Well, thank you so much, Pam. You've been great, and it was great to be on here.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm going to go ahead and play your two songs for our listeners, and I'm going to let you go and wish you a wonderful day.
All righty. You too, Pam. Thank you again.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
And for our listeners, here is Till Your Boots Are Dirty by Stacy Burke.
You ain't country cause them boots you're wearing shine up like a diamond, glaring. It don't mean a thing, at least not to me. You can't make that claim, it don't work that way.
You gotta earn that name. You ain't country till you think how different, till you've been skinny different. Soft, soft and sweet, off in some creek. You ain't country till you stuff truck me deep out in a field of mud. Way back in the stick, that's how it is. Lake to bed and back to bunny. You ain't country, no, till your boots are dirty.
time to try to break some bread and stir up some dust. Yeah, that's a must. Well, I froze on like a wheel, and knowing that's a deal, you gotta dig in your heels. You ain't country till you think I've dipped in, till you've been skinny dipping for some something sweet off in some creek. You ain't country till you stuff, trust me, deep out in a field of rug way back in the sticks. That's how it is. Late to bed and back to party, you ain't country. No, till your boots are dirty. And should you ever decide to live your life this way, somewhere down the line, you'll be the one to say. You ain't country till you think out dipping, till you've been skinny dipping some something sweet, hop in some creek. You ain't country till you stuff, trust me, deep out in a field of mud way back in the sticks. That's how it is. Late to bed and back to Burley, you ain't country. No, till your boots are dirty. Till your boots are dirty.
Such a fun song and video. Be sure to check out the video on YouTube and check it out, his website at stacyburkmusic.com. Here is his next song, Mix a Little.
I could use a little bit more of that smile when the sun goes down. Wanna see, gotta know what drives you wild when no one's around. Some things just go together, like ice cold drinks and summer weather, and moonlight is just right. Mix a little, pick you up at 8 o'clock, with you walking out the door looking July. Hot a little, catch my breath from that, hey you. We'll be right back.
And that was Mix a Little by Stacey Burke, our very, very wonderful guest for today. Be sure to check him out at Hank's Texas Grill if you're in the McKinney, Texas area on August 23rd. I'm sure you won't be sorry to see him live and maybe get a little chat or autograph afterwards. I'm sure he does that with his fans. He seems to care a lot about them, and I'm very grateful for that because, as he said, there's a lot of them out there that don't do that. I'm looking forward to his new album coming out. I know I'm going to love it just by hearing those two songs. So be sure to pick up his music on iTunes and Amazon. Watch for Stacey Burke. He's going to be huge. One of my all-time favorite country artists is George Strait, and I can definitely hear some of George in his music. So that's how I know he's going to be great. I want to thank you all for joining me today, and thanks again to Stacey for taking time out of his busy day to join me. And thanks to his publicist for setting this up. Without you, I wouldn't have the guests that I have, and you have amazing clients. So with that, I'm going to close the show, and I hope you guys will join me on Wednesday, August 13th, for pop artist Jupiter in Velvet. We will be doing an interview at 3 p.m. Eastern time, and since he's from the U.K., I should also mention that's 8 p.m. GMT time. So we'll see you then. Everyone enjoy the rest of your day. God bless each and every one of you.
Get connected with Take Two Radio Music on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio Music, or for email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit take2radiomusic.com.